This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Fort Collins company will shift from making aviation equipment to producing ventilators to treat COVID-19 patients. University of Denver Engineering School Dean J.B. Holston told Colorado Matters that the Woodward Company will start delivering ventilators in the next few weeks to state officials and hospitals.
It looks like they're going to be able to deliver some significant supply here to the state.
Governor Polis says Colorado may need thousands of ventilators to treat patients as coronavirus cases peak. Denver's stay-at-home order was set to expire this Saturday, the same day as the statewide stay-at-home order. However, Mayor Michael Hancock is extending it to April 30th. The annual conference on world affairs is taking place online this week. A panel on historical pandemics kicked off the popular CU Boulder event. Commentator and CU alum Dan Carlin said the collective experience of COVID-19 could change American culture.
We are all experiencing the same historical moment, alone, together. I'd like to think that what we really gained from this was some resiliency and maybe a little bit of understanding about how we're all linked together.
CU Boulder is hosting online panel discussions every day at 2 o'clock this week. There is a red flag warning until 8 tonight for both Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Currently 77 and sunny in Pueblo, 72, a few clouds for Denver. This is CPR.